This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you so much for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have anything to say, questions, comments, success stories, or if you have anything you want to know about the longevity business, if you want to purchase longevity products, you can go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to someone, and you can also ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can have yourself a home-based business, that makes the world a better place, a home-based business that makes people better, that helps people in their lives. That's how business should be. Business should be win-win. I am a capitalist, and I believe that business can be, and capitalism can be beneficial to the individual and to the society. And Doc Wallach is of the same mind. That's why he started Longevity, and that's what Longevity is all about. Win-win. Helping people with their health and nutrition, making the world a better place, and having a home-based business that you are your own boss of. If that sounds intriguing or interesting, please call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010, bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to Dr. Jeanette Yaffe. She is a marriage and family therapist, and we're going to talk about displaced children and children trauma, childhood trauma. I am personally of the belief, and it's not just my personal belief. There was a study that came out, an ongoing study that is still out, called the ACEs study, the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, that links, as I believe, accurately, childhood trauma to illnesses and psychological issues in adulthood. It's only logical, really, when you think about it. But even physiologic issues, including cancer, by the way, is related to unresolved traumas, usually at the childhood level. I suppose occasionally, I would say for the vast majority of time, I believe, at the childhood level. And by the way, trauma doesn't have to be, you know, being beaten, obvious trauma. It could be just a traumatic non-attachment to a parent, an unavailable parent, even if it's a parent who's unavailable, subtly unavailable. Children who don't get validated. Children who are made to feel powerless. In fact, I think that's really the problem right there. Children who are made to feel powerless. It's about powerlessness. And when you think about it, disease is also powerlessness.
Disease is a physical manifestation of powerlessness. So it makes sense that if you raise your child to be powerless, or children are brought up to be powerless, or their environment teaches them that they're powerless. By the way, did you hear about this whole thing with the children? 545 children lost their parents. They don't have parents anymore. They're now orphaned. According, this is just in the news today. I mean, this whole idea of how we treat our children, I believe, is really behind much of the misery that we deal with as adults in our society and in our culture. It starts with how we're rearing our children. Anyway, we'll talk to Jeanette Yaffe. She's an expert on childhood trauma, specifically of foster and adopted children. And that'll be at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. So we've been talking about this thing of this, the nature of fats. I hope nobody thinks that this is just kind of, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, or sort of just too much chemistry, because it's really, really important. Our lack of understanding about fats and how fats work really disadvantages us. Fats are very unstable, for one thing. In fact, fats form something, you may have heard this term, called lipid peroxides. Lipid peroxides are rancid fats that attack other fats, that attack other fats. Lipid peroxides oxidize other things. They age things. Lipid peroxides are a major, maybe the major, cause of skin aging. Lipid peroxides. And anything you do to keep lipid peroxides off the skin or away from the skin is going to be in your interest. And this is one of the reasons why vitamin C is so important topically. It helps scavenge lipid peroxides, damaged fats. And this is also one reason why you want to be careful about cooking your fats. It creates lipid peroxides. Lipid means fat. Peroxide means it has an extra oxygen. Peroxide. Remember, fats attract oxygen. A lipid peroxide is a deformed fat that's attracted oxygen. And it's bad news for aging. And for cancer, for that matter. And the relationship, by the way, between fats and cancer is really important. The relationship between fats and cancer, it may be the final step in the formation of cancer is disturbed fats, or not the final step, but leading to the final step. Disturbed fats lead to genetic changes. And oh, by the way, you have fats inside a cell. We've been talking about the membrane. The membrane's unbelievable. I mean, I'm just floored even just contemplating on what this membrane does. It's a computer chip. It's a biological computer chip. It's wetware. You know, there's hardware, and there's software, and there's firmware. Well, there's something called wetware, which is biological computers. And a cell membrane is a biological computer chip, information processor. It channels information. If you ever look at a computer chip, if you've ever seen a computer chip, it has these little wires that look, they just kind of move in little right angles to each other, and it's really very intricate. Those little wires are pathways for electricity to flow, and depending on how that electricity flows, you get storage of information, and that's the same thing a computer chip, a cell membrane does. But here's where it becomes cool. I mean, here's where it becomes like over the top. You have membranes inside the cell. There are subcellular membranes. So yeah, you have a membrane on top of the cell, but within the cell, you've got membranes. And membranes are computer chips. So you've got, I mean, this is really mind-boggling if you think about it, how detailed and how intricate all of this is. And guess what? The membranes inside the cell depend on fats too. In fact, we had Dr. Sinatra, Stephen Sinatra, on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about energy and this whole idea of energy medicine, and that's the latest thing in medicine we've been talking about on this show for years. The latest thing, and by latest thing I mean the cutting edge of the cutting edge. Your doctor definitely doesn't know about this, most doctors. It's where quanta meets physical. It's the juncture between the quantum world and the physical world, or we'll say the macroscopic world. The quantum world and the macroscopic world is at the membranes inside a cell. That's right. Electrons and protons, that's what quantum is. It's just electrons and protons. I hope nobody thinks this is too detailed, because it's super cool if you can really wrap your mind around it. They're moving at that small, tiny, infinitesimally small scale, the quantum scale. They're crossing membranes inside the cell, specifically inside that mitochondria. That's where the energy's made. Disturbance is there. And I'll tell you what that means in the macroscopic way. I mean, we do things to create disturbances, and we can do things to correct disturbances in our real macroscopic lives. But disturbances there at that mitochondrial level are what account for disease. Now, You can't just work on that mitochondrial level. There's nothing you can do about it just by thinking about it. But you can take steps in your life to take care of that mitochondrial membrane where the protons and the electrons are flowing, moving, crossing, and energy is created. All right. My pharmacist, Ben, will be back on the bright side right after this. Don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Dr. Jeanette Yaffe, marriage and family therapist, will be with us in our next segment. We'll get your calls. This segment, 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. So we've been talking about this, the idea of fats and the problems with fats and how they're related to disease, lipid peroxides. Much of this has to do with the outside part of the cell, the membrane, which is like a little sliver. We call it a membrane, but it's really a little sliver of oil, not even it's hard to even comprehend what it is. And if that's hard to comprehend, it's even harder to comprehend the membranes inside the cell. Thousands of times smaller than the membrane, which is thousands of times smaller than the cell, which means millions of times smaller than the cell. That level, you're talking about quantum. You're talking about the passing of electrons. You're talking about atoms, single atoms, and then there are electrons and protons. And it's ridiculously complex and intricate and tightly regulated. It's called electron transport, by the way, which is, it's hard to say what the coolest thing in nature is. Photosynthesis is pretty cool. But, you know, I can't think of anything cooler than this thing called electron transport, because what happens is these little tiny particles cross membranes, and when they cross membranes, they generate charges. This is how all energy is. These little quantum things, and they're not billiard balls, but just pretend they're billiard balls. They pass through a membrane, and when they just think of a bullet when it rips through a cloth, or when you shoot a bullet through cloth or something through cloth, and it hits the cloth and it creates a rip and energy is released. I don't know if you can picture that, but that's how the body works. Basically, at the tiniest of levels, things cross things. Things cross membranes, and energy is released when they cross the membranes. That's how energy is created. And if you can picture that, you know how the body works. That's called electron transport, and it's the super coolest thing, but it requires healthy fats. Now, I'm only telling you these things so you can see what's happening, but the real bottom line is take your EFAs. Take your vitamin E. Take your selenium. Selenium plays a vital role when it comes to fats, by the way. I'm going to talk about that here probably in the next few days, the relationship between selenium and fats. Alpha-lipoic acid, another super important fat stabilizer. And don't eat disturbed fats. Don't eat destroyed fats. It's the worst. It's hard to say what the worst is, but that might be up there. I mean, I'd have a tough time saying something worse than that. Sugar, maybe. It's really tough. Between sugar, fats, and the nasty chemicals that didn't, you know, Frankenfoods that made with these processed chemicals that, you know, flavor enhancers and preservatives, etc. Those are the three things we do wrong. Three of the things. Oh, you could probably throw in something called HCAs, heterocyclic amines, which is burnt protein. Oh, yeah, and glycated, crunchy brown stuff. Crunchy brown stuff, generally, whether it's from crunchy brown sugar, crunchy brown fats, or crunchy brown protein. We all love the crunch, right? Everybody loves the crunch, and the crunch is what kills us. Crunch kills. Literally, crunch kills. It's the crunch. If something's artificially crunchy, it's a problem. See, we like crunchy. Or hardwired to like crunchy. Celery crunchy. Carrot crunchy. Veggie crunchy. We love crunch. But what food processing in many ways is artificial crunch. Chips and cereals and French fries. The artificial crunch is hard oil. It's oil. The artificial crunch is oil that is coagulated and hardened inside of little tiny nooks and crannies. There's also crunchy protein. Crunchy protein is also problematic, and crunchy sugar is problematic. Crunchy sugar is like toffee. Big problem. That's glycation. Then there's, and I'm not saying necessarily that eating glycated foods is going to cause you to glycate, but it probably will, not directly. Eating these things makes us become crunchy, basically. Our cells become crunchy. They become stiff. Because the same kind of fat that's making your French fries crunchy is making your cells crunchy and your cell membranes crunchy. And by the way, vitamin E is one of the all-time great cell membrane protectors. Vitamin E. Vitamin E is a really fascinating vitamin. There's actually different forms of vitamin E, eight different fatty vitamins, or eight different vitamin E, fatty forms of vitamin E, and they all protect the membranes. They all protect fats. alpha tocopherol is the main one, but there's also gamma and delta and beta, and then there's a whole bunch of things called tocotrienols, and they're all important. Alpha tocopherol is probably the main one. That's the one you'll see most of the time. And vitamin E is very fascinating in the world of vitamins because there's no real chemical reactions like biochemistry that features vitamin E. In other words, all the other vitamins are facilitating chemical reactions. There's chemical reactions, but they're not part of the pathways. The pathways are how things are made. All vitamins, as I've said many times, vitamins are like pontoon bridges that allow electricity to flow. Vitamin E is a little bit different. It's a guardian. It uses its powers to deactivate bad guys. Instead of using its electrical power like a pontoon bridge to allow electricity to flow, it uses its energy as a guardian of fats. That's why whenever you do fats, you want to do vitamin E. If you're doing lots of french fries, make sure you're taking vitamin E. If you got fatty cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, vitamin E. Brain health, because the brain is really fatty, vitamin E. If you can take the mixed tocopherols, you know, that's good. But alpha tocopherol is probably good enough. But mixed tocopherol is probably better. Mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols. Tocopherols and tocotrienols. There's another kind of really interesting fat that's associated with disease. And this is something, we'll probably talk about this tomorrow. But it's a form of fat that is associated with this thing called the cytokine storm. When you have COVID symptoms or any really viral microbial attack, the body sometimes can respond with a storm of inflammatory chemicals. And a lot of people, this is one of the big problems that they talk about with this COVID thing, is the cytokine storms. Well, it turns out the cytokine storms are triggered by a very interesting kind of fat. We were talking about essential fatty acids, and we were talking about nutritional fats and phytonutrients and fatty vitamins, etc. But there's a whole another kind of fat that's linked to the inflammatory system. This is why I always say they all come from essential fatty acids, and that's why I say essential fatty acids are the molecules of inflammation and anti-inflammation. And when they're out of balance, you got a problem. And today, they're out of balance. Actually, today we don't get enough of either of them. It's not that they're out of balance. We just don't get enough. You know, people often say, what's the one thing I could take for my skin? And I always think essential fatty acids. Now, you obviously need a lot of other things, but I always think essential fatty acids because of the link of inflammation to skin, to our appearance. Inflammation is linked to everything, but to all bodily breakdown. But to our appearance, microscopic inflammation leads to wrinkles. Microscopic inflammation leads to eczema and psoriasis. Microscopic inflammation in the skin leads to, you name it, dermatitis. And xerosis, dry skin, everything. Yes, even dry skin is related to an inflammatory issue, a micro-inflammatory issue that is associated with the wrong kinds of fats or not enough fats. EFAs, folks. EFAs. And always take vitamin E with your EFAs. All right. We're coming back with Dr. Jeanette Yaffe, marriage and family therapist. We're going to talk about childhood trauma and childhood trauma and health. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
The last presidential debate is set for Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville. The debate commission adopting new rules to mute microphones to allow President Trump and Joe Biden 2 uninterrupted minutes for opening statements on each topic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Project Veritas, an undercover journalism nonprofit, recorded a Google staffer speaking about the ability of the big tech giant to boost or censor political views. On the recording, a technical account manager at Google Marketing was recorded saying that Google can offer free credits and free advertising to the Democratic Party if they so choose to. This on the heels of former Twitter and Google executive Peter Greenberger saying it's time to silence President Trump on social media.
I believe that the tech companies generally have a responsibility to be neutral. I think in the case of Twitter specifically, it has been a great champion of the democratization of information as well as a strong supporter of freedom of expression. However, we are in a unique and I believe a fraught moment in time with a president who is desperate and he's facing a very difficult situation. I think the time is to mute the president temporarily while votes are being cast right now and until the winner is decided.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Disneyland officials aren't happy at all with what they call arbitrary and unworkable guidelines for reopening. The president of Disneyland Resort saying California is ignoring the fact the park has been proven it can welcome guests back safely. The theme park found out Tuesday it has to wait until Orange County is in the yellow tier of coronavirus spread to allow 25% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for that. And then also BrightsideBen.com and PharmacistBen.com and CriticalHealthNews.com for videos, news stories, blog posts, articles that I've written, articles that I like, lots of good health information, and the longevity products, of course, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. PharmacistBen.com, BrightsideBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty. And if you don't believe me, just check out the 1,200-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed.com for our testimonials, for if you want to check out our testimonials. And then Our products are available at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients in all our Truth Treatments. truthtreatments.com. All right. I am looking forward to talking to our guest, Dr. Jeanette Yaffe. She's a marriage and family therapist and the executive director and founder of the Celia Center, a support center that meets the needs of foster care and adoption, all those connected with foster care and adoption, not just kids, I imagine. And you guys know that I am a big believer in the idea that childhood trauma is behind, if not all, much of chronic degenerative diseases, unresolved traumas, and the impact of how we raise our kids is really comes back to bite us. So I'm looking forward to talking to Dr. Yaffe. Please welcome Dr. Jeanette Yaffe to the Bright Side. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Should I call you Doc or Jeanette or Dr. Yaffe?
Jeanette is
Dr.
fine.
Jeanette? Okay, Jeanette. Okay, great. So I, as you heard me say, I'm a big believer in this idea of there's childhood trauma is related to much of our adult trauma individually and as a culture and as a society. And there's two great examples that are going on right in our world today. Number one, as I mentioned to you before we went on, this idea of the 545 kids that just lost their parents. They're instant orphans.
Right.
We've just orphaned 545 children. What's that going to do? And then also, I've been thinking lately, what about the kids who are 8 years old, 9 years old, very formative time in their lives, 7 years old, and they're now being told that there's this virus, and they're going to give it to their grandparents, and they're going to kill their parents, and they better be careful. And what are the implications for future generations based on these two current events, things that are going on now?
Well, research shows right now that children are more at risk for increased anxiety and depression in their lives, because what's happened right now is children are more compromised. We are with this hardship on families. There's even families being displaced. There's the closing of schools and the risk of human trafficking. So children are more scared, more vulnerable. Mm. Families are more stressed. So there are more cases of abuse. What happens is with trauma, with anything that's scary, especially a pandemic, there's three types of stress, and we need to understand this as a community. There's positive stress, which is, you know, we are in the spelling bee. Yeah, good stress, right?
Yeah,
and that
stress,
helps
right.
us have someone with us who's guiding us, comforting us. We're good. Then we have tolerable stress. Okay, tolerable stress is where our dog may have been hit by a car and now they're in the hospital, but we have family around us who are helping buffer and support us through this tolerable experience, and we come back to a baseline and we're okay.
Got it. It's even eustress. Couldn't it even be tolerable stress can turn into eustress or good stress? If it's done correctly, no?
Yeah. Right, exactly. That's resiliency. That's where we find resiliency. We go through adverse experiences like we are as a world, as a community, going through this pandemic. We will get through this. We will eventually, there will be an end. It may take time, but we're tolerating this. We're tolerating not going to school, not going to job, our jobs, being on Zoom every day. So that's tolerable stress. Then we have toxic stress. And this is prolonged activation of the stress system, which is that high cortisol being flooded in the brain, in the body, and that person is on a high alert, always seeking what is danger, what is a threat to me. They're not able to intercept that stress system by saying, okay, hold on, is this a false alarm, or am I truly in danger right now? And that's where we're getting stuck. It's between tolerable and toxic stress.
Yeah.
Because toxic stress, if you're alone, if you're isolated, and you don't have somebody helping you, and you don't have the self, you don't have the tools, you don't have the mental health guidance and understanding of how to intercept your stress system by deep breathing, understanding there's a polyvagal nerve that if you just intercept it, slow down the nervous system, you can come back to a baseline. But if you're in a daily stress mode and you're flooded with cortisol, that can become this toxic stress that you become familiar with, and that becomes your homeostasis.
Yeah, that's right. You get addicted to it. You can get habituated to it.
Yes.
to that
so
kind of feeling.
So you reenact that stress in relationship. You're constantly seeking out, what is a threat? Oh, good, because this is my homeostasis. You're seeking out relationships.
Yeah, that's your homeostasis.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying now. I always thought powerlessness plays a role here, a sense that you don't have any control. But what do you think about that?
So with people who've experienced trauma, what happens is there's a learned helplessness that develops.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Right.
Because they've endured this toxic stress. They've had this repeated stimuli of either abuse, neglect, witnessing domestic violence, or being hurt themselves physically or sexually. And this repeated stimuli becomes this internal belief system. It's beyond their control. I don't know what to do. I can't get out of it because they're stuck in that activation, that prolonged stress on a daily basis that can be lasting for years.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Well, here's the thing. Check this out, Doc.
Yeah.
We raise children to feel powerless. Our systems and our institutions are almost designed intentionally. I don't know if they are, but they're almost. I mean, the case could be made that it's intentional to make our kids feel powerless. So we create a culture and a society where people feel powerless, and via this habituation mechanism that you're talking about, and even all our institutions. Look at all the powerlessness that's going on in the world today.
Yes. I mean, listen, we want people to learn how to navigate the world. We want them to learn how to be interdependent, not codependent, not fully dependent on the government, on their communities, that they can be their own self and learn how to function in the world. What happens is when we have children who go from home to home to home, and there's no one person that's of resilience for them, that's watching them, guiding them, that's there to meet their needs when they
have help. That's got to be terrifying. That's got to be terrifying.
It is terrifying. And I work with a lot of these kids who either run away from the foster care system, who are living on the streets because their own families aren't recognizing.
That's unbelievable.
We're dealing with also communities that don't have the resources available for mental health.
Well, they better have the resources because they're going to be spending them somewhere else, you know, later on down the road. All right, we got Dr. Jeanette Yaffe from the Celia Center. Dr. Jeanette Yaffe is a marriage and family therapist. We're talking childhood trauma and good health. We'll be back with more of Dr. Yaffe on the Bright Side right after this.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. Jeanette Yaffe, Executive Director and Founder of the Celia Center, a sports center that meets the critical needs of all those connected by foster care and adoption. So you specialize in foster care and adoption, but a lot of what you're talking about is just regular parenting, don't you think? It's not just for foster kids.
Well, that's the root cause of why children are placed in child welfare. They have families who are compromised either financially. Yeah. They don't have the support systems in place. They don't receive mental health, so they don't know how to self cope with the challenges of being human, especially in the world today.
Yeah. So that's the bad news, and it is to me it's like. When you think about the implications of all this for generations, it's the curse of the generations because it keeps getting handed on like this, and that's the bad news. But what can we do? What can individuals do? What can parents do? What can we do as a society? How can we fix this?
Yes. So if you sense something's wrong with a child or a family, ask questions. Ask if they need help. Ask if they need respite. See if you can provide them with resources. We need to help each other as a community. We also need to understand that when we're talking about families who need help, that there are areas, they're called Safe Families Organization, that they can be a source of respite to a family in need. So right now especially, families are feeling overwhelmed, they have too much on their plates. Well, maybe they need respite. So if you could find in your community, is there a Safe Families Organization that could provide respite? Now your question is, it what can we do as a community, or what can we do? We can
as
also become a foster parent. We can be a respite provider with your local Department of Child and Family Services. You can call DCFS. And
what does that entail? What does that entail, actually?
So just you would have to go through a process. You would have to do a background check, Department of Justice. You would have to probably do some form of certification. I'm sure it's online right now, to be certified to be a respite provider or potential foster parent.
Respite provider is like a step before a foster parent?
Correct. It could be a 30-day. It could be a 3-month.
Is that
short-term placement. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that more damage to a kid?
No, when their needs are met, we have an attachment. This is what is really important. When you have formed an attachment as an infant, as a toddler, you then have that baseline, that blueprint, I can form attachment. It's when children are not forming attachment. That's when they can become disorganized in their attachment style. They don't know who to attach to. They don't know who's secure, who's safe. And that's a spiral within it, their own selves. So they don't know how to get their needs met because they don't know how to ask for help.
Let's sit with that for a second. So attachment. Yeah. So attachment. Yeah. These are all attachment issues.
Yes, they are. They're based on attachment.
Wow. So, and then when we grow older, when we get older, we don't know how to get our needs met because we don't know how to attach, correct?
Exactly. Because we don't know how to be dependent on another human being.
Wow.
The first year of life, developmentally, it's the development of trust versus mistrust. So the first year, we want to feel a sense of trust in the world. I can trust when I cry, someone's there to meet my needs, my arousal, and then I can come down and go, someone's meeting my needs. They're either feeding me, bathing me, clothing me, rocking me, soothing my nervous system. I understand the world is safe, and I can rely on other people. If you don't have those basic needs met, you will be compromised. Your blueprint will be,
forever after year one.
Exactly. But it can be intercepted, though. The brain has plasticity. The brain can form new experiences. We can form attachments, but we need a lot of support.
Wow.
We need someone guiding us. We need to build that trust over again.
Can it happen as an adult?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You can have therapy. So in therapy, the job of a therapist, if somebody has problems, would you say, is to somehow make them feel like they have a way to get what they need?
Yes. So you want to go to a therapist who understands attachment, early separation, or any trauma.
Wow.
Because they, in the relationship, they're not just going to sit there as a therapist and just nod their heads. You wouldn't want to go to a psychoanalytic because you need an attuned therapist who can match your affect, who's almost like that surrogate parent that you didn't get earlier, that can hear you, see you, know you, feel you.
Wow. I want you to be my therapist.
Yeah.
Can you be my therapist? You're probably an awesome therapist.
We all need to be seen, heard, and received.
That's awesome.
And we just need our basic human needs met, but then we also need to feel a sense of love and belonging, and someone knows us, someone's looking out for us. And when we feel that felt sense, our nervous system calms down. We can begin to internalize a new relationship.
So do you do this do you see patients one-on-one, or do you have classes, or is this like a kind of
a lot of
philosophy? You do a lot of things.
I train Los
Angeles. Do you have kids, by the way?
I have a 14-year-old son. Yeah.
Is he, like, perfectly adjusted?
No. No, this has been very difficult, and I'm going to be honest.
Because you didn't know when you were, you probably didn't know things 14 years ago that you know today.
No, exactly. He started ninth grade on Zoom. He was so disappointed. He wanted to meet new friends. He wanted to go to high school, have a high school experience.
Do you notice an impact on him? Like, do you notice?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Of course.
What do you notice?
Well, he had some depression. He was depressed. He was disappointed. He was let down.
I can feel it. He was excited to go to school. A big part of the kid's life. Yeah,
school is a huge transition.
Yeah. And what do you, and it's a place where they get validated and feel powerful and get to create and get to be resourceful.
Exactly. He was going to try out for the freshman baseball team.
I'm feeling it. So what did you do? How did you handle it? Or how did you guide him through it?
Because I do attachment focused family work. So yes, I see individuals and I see families. Everybody I'm seeing on Zoom right now. So I spoke with him every day, my husband and I, just getting on his level, relating to him, validating, I hear you, I get you, this is hard, it's hard for all of us, what can we do to help you, to help us get through the day today, what system, what structure can we put in place so we have something that's reliable, something that we can depend upon in this time of not knowing.
So you go to eustress. You make it. You turn it into eustress from toxic stress. You take it down to eustress or up to eustress.
We take it down to we stress. What's shareable becomes more bearable.
That's
how
great.
We mitigate this toxic stress. It's a shareable
sense
of we're all in this together, which is, yes, what's around the country, but we really need to do more. Help people. Show up. Be a CASA advocate, which is a court-appointed special advocate for kids in the foster care system. You can be a voice. You can advocate for their needs to be met. A lot of kids, they fall through the cracks of the foster care system, the educational system. Now children's education is even worse because they're not learning in a classroom. So we're going to have more individualized education plans for kids because they're going to have more needs. They're going to regress in their school levels, in their learning, in their academics, because they're not going to receive the education, the enrichment by being in class, by doing experiential learning, by being with other kids, group work. So important.
Do you think we'll have a problem? Do you think we'll have a problem in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from this?
I think there will be consequences, unforeseen consequences. Yes, I'm going to say yes.
Like what? Give me a couple examples. We're almost out of time. Real quick.
I think there are kids that are going to fall through the cracks. I think educationally, I also think that kids, we may not realize they're living in toxic stress right now and are finding so much anxiety. And there's only so much a child can contain emotionally and psychologically, and they will act out. And when kids act out, they're screaming out for attention. They need mental health.
And there's hell to pay.
Yes.
There's hell to pay for the entire society when kids act out. You never want kids acting out.
Well, they're acting out because they need help. They need attention.
Yeah.
Not that they're trying to manipulate.
They don't know how to ask for it. They
or kick you off. They're saying, somebody help. They're screaming.
Yeah.
So we need more mental health programs.
And that's what's getting cut. And that's what's getting cut.
Right.
And that's
for
ironic.
For everybody.
Yeah.
And it needs to be at low cost. So that's what I foresee. Yes.
Dr. Jaffe, that was wonderful. Yaffe, thank you so much, Dr. Jaffe, for being on the program.
Thank you.
Dr. Jeanette Jaffe, the Celia Center. And then what's your website real quick?
Yes, Celia Center, CELIATENTER.org.
Dot org.
And we have an upcoming conference, November 14th and 15th, virtual, if anyone wants to come.
Thanks, Dr. Jaffe. Thanks for being on The Bright Side.
Thanks.
That's all the time we have for today. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.